and they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statute for ever unto them throughout their generations. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. And he ordained him priests for the high places, and for the devils, and for the calves which he had made. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken the other side into the country of the Gergesenes. There met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the lepers, raised the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils, as unto cast out devils. And Simon, his scribes, which came down from Jerusalem, said, He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. And we forbade him, because he followeth not us. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, and neither abode in any house but in the tombs. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and were choked. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. But some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.